You're listening to WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. The Tuskegee Airmen have been the subject of movies on the small and big screens, but still not everyone knows why they are important. These men are America's first Black military fighter pilots. They served during World War II with the U.S. Army Corps. This week, Battle Creek becomes host to the unique Rise Above Tuskegee Airmen traveling exhibit. It'll visit schools in that city for 10 days. The exhibit is unlike most others in that it is contained in a semi-tractor trailer that expands into a movie theater in which a documentary about the airmen plays. On Friday, members of the public can visit the exhibit for free. Affordable Housing Group, Neighborhoods Inc. of Battle Creek, along with Bridges to Cultural Understanding, are the lead organizers. Barb Schombach, a founding member of Bridges, talked with me last week about the exhibit. Ms. Schombach, tell me a little bit about your organization.
Bridges has been in operation for 6 years now, and our main goal is to bring people across cultural lines and to hear other people's stories, their history, their contributions, their celebrations. And we've done this, and it's been incredible because people now know each other on a first-name basis. And we continue to have programs that we think are of substance. Nina LeGrand is my co-founder with me. And Nina and I go back to the 70s. And she's an African-American woman and a very good friend. And we had an organization at that time primarily for women. And getting together, and at that point it was an African-American, a Jewish person, a Catholic woman, and a white American. And just sharing some of our lives. And pretty soon we got quite fond of each other, and the friendship grew out of that. And then I went into nursing, and Lina and I kind of lost contact for quite a few years. And we were in the grocery store one day, and she was behind me, and I was talking to the lady at the register, and Nina recognized my voice. And we got back together and wanted to take things to a higher level than just the women's group. And so we made this for all the different cultures. And some of our programs, we did a poverty simulation. We partnered with the Art Center last year and included seven different cultures and had like music and actually that was probably the most popular food table of anything, because all the different cultures contributed to it and had names with what it was. And to see people from different cultures exchanging conversations and looking at other people's displays was pretty amazing. So, and we've taken a bus. We had the Boys and Girls Club was a large part of that and part of our community, to the Charles Wright Museum.
Uh-huh. Let's go to present day. If you had to say, kind of in a nutshell, the purpose of your organization, what would that be?
Racial healing through contact with people from different cultures.
Now, this program coming up is the Rise Above Tuskegee Airmen Traveling Exhibit. Who are the sponsors?
That would be the Community Air Force Squadron, and they are the ones who renovated the P-51C Mustang, the airplane that was flown and is the signature airplane of the Tuskegee Airmen. Once they got that renovated, they started taking it to air shows, and there was a man named Don Hines who had a passion to share the Tuskegee Airmen story with people. And a really neat thing happened because Tuskegee Airmen started coming out to those air shows, and pretty soon there was conversation and bonding, and now they've developed this Rise Above exhibit, which is pretty amazing. I've seen it. It is an 81-foot red truck with pictures of the Tuskegee Airmen and mottos on the side panels of it. And once it's parked, it expands out to create a theater that can hold 35 kids, but it has a screen of 160 degrees. So when the kids are watching this documentary, it is a little bit really like flying in that airplane.
It simulates flying?
Have you ever been to an IMAX?
Mm-hmm.
It has that same feel to it, that you're dropping and turning and that sort of thing.
So you go in there, you sit in the theater, and you watch a documentary.
And it's 30 minutes. Truck is traveling all through the nation to get the message across to children, particularly those of difficult circumstances, to have this inspirational message that these gentlemen, against all odds and high racial prejudice at that time, proved themselves to be exemplary because they were the ones that flew above the bombers to ensure that they were able to hit their targets and they didn't get hit themselves. And they were so good that after a while, white pilots began requesting them. And they called them the Red-Tailed Angels because they wanted to come home safe. And they knew that these men would stay with the bomber. They wouldn't go off doing their own hot dog type things.
Several movies actually have been made about the Tuskegee Airmen, and the one most recently that was in theaters was in 2012, and it was called The Red Tails.
And they really, it took a long time for them to get a chance to prove themselves, because the attitude at that time was they weren't smart enough, they couldn't handle it, etc. The NAACP exerted pressure to have a black flight school that they could train in, and they finally got that approved, and it was in Tuskegee, associated with the university or the college there, and it was at Moton Field. And I think there were somewhere in the 900 individuals that were involved, mechanics and the whole support team. Finally got their commission to fly and protect the bombers. And I don't remember exactly whether it was in 42 or 43,
sure.
But it took a while.
There's a number of events that you have going on in regards to this exhibit. The exhibit is going to be traveling to a couple of different schools. There will be an opportunity that the public can actually see this exhibit. That's on Friday, starting at 8 o'clock.
On the 18th, the location is Battle Creek Central High School, right across the street in the parking lot there, and that's at 50 Van Buren Street in Battle Creek. And the exhibit goes from 8 to 2:30. It is absolutely essential that people call into Neighborhood Incorporated, and I'll give you that number, and that is 269-968-1113. And the reason that people have to call is because there's limited seating, 35 people, and if 55 came, 20 would be disappointed. The last showing is from 2:30 to 3:15.
And if for whatever reason people aren't able to call, can they just simply show up and then just take a chance?
They can. Great day for organizations or parents to bring kids. Churches, any individual can actually see this. The rest of the time, classrooms have been scheduled.
Now, there's another huge event that's associated with this exhibit. On Wednesday at 5 o'clock at the W.K. Kellogg Auditorium, there is going to actually be a speaker who is a former Tuskegee Airman, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Jefferson, who was also a POW. That's quite a awesome opportunity. Do you know much about him or what he might speak about?
Overcoming Adversity is the title of his message. I first heard about him because I contacted both of the Tuskegee Airmen chapters in Michigan. One is the West Bloomfield Macon Thomas Tuskegee Airmen chapter, and the other is the Detroit chapter. But when I was talking to the lady at another chapter, which is now kind of moved into the other two, Jenny Washington was in her 90s, and she said, if you need a speaker, you need to get Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Jefferson, because he's not only a really good speaker, he's fun. And somehow that captured my heart. Honestly, when I've connected with this man, he is on the go. I mean, he was in Syracuse for Black History Month. He was recently in Hawaii. And when he was in Hawaii, he went up in a Sternman, which was the plane that the Tuskegee Airmen trained in at 92. And he's just an amazing man. He was an inductee into the Hall of Aviation. And when he came back, he was a science teacher and then a vice principal in the Detroit school system.
There's a number of other people who will also be speaking as well. You talked about some of the chapters dealing with the Tuskegee Airmen, among them the Detroit chapter. I see that a Bert Lau will be talking about how the history of the Tuskegee Airmen has been, you know, brought to the nation's attention. And there's many others. I think there's like a total of four other people.
Well, there's Dave Powell is the dean of aviation, Western Michigan College of Aviation. He's one of the speakers. Sidney Adams, who was appointed by two governors to be on the Michigan Aeronautics Commission. Alfonso King will be introducing Bert, and Alfonso is United States Air Force, served in Vietnam, Desert Shield and Desert Storm. T.R. Shaw is one of the speakers, and he is the president of the Navy League and also the chairperson for the military affairs of our Battle Creek Chamber of Commerce. And Bert Lau, kind of a significant thing about him is that he's kind of the area liaison between the Tuskegee Airmen and the Rise Above exhibit when it's in the area. He helps coordinate all that.
Can we go back to the genesis of this exhibit? If I understood you correctly, are you saying that this exhibit started in the Battle Creek area?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Maybe I misunderstood, because you were talking about the P-51C Mustang?
Yes, but that was either in Texas or Minnesota that Commemorative Air Force does their work.
This all got started with the restoration of that particular aircraft, and that was used by the Tuskegee Airmen. And then they just thought, well, hey, you know, why don't we share this history with school children?
Yeah, it was a difficult process to restore. They had so many setbacks. And then the man whose passion and heart was turned into this was killed at an air show. And it was the P-51C that went down. And it took a long time to restore that plane that crashed again after all the work to get it in mint condition to fly. So there's sadness and yet perseverance through a lot of things. And when that plane flew again, the man who lost his life, the son was there and was just so proud that his dad's legacy and of wanting to get that story out was going to still be shared with people.
I imagine it took not only just a whole lot of effort to bring this exhibit here in the associated programming, but some funding. Is there a funder for this program here locally?
Well, this program would not have happened if Neighborhoods Incorporated and the CEO there is Bill Phillips. If he hadn't stepped up to the plate, 2 years ago, I tried to get this started. My sister, of all things, had sent me a calendar from the Commemorative Air Force of the Tuskegee Airmen, and she knows I have a social justice heart. And there was a lady named Laura Adams that knew about my efforts and also that this exhibit was on Bill Phillips' radar. And the two of us ended up combining our efforts. And then the Battle Creek Community Foundation neighborhood sent an application for a grant, and they were very helpful. The W.K. Kellogg Foundation is just an amazing presence in our community, and particularly supportive of young kids in difficult circumstances.
Did you all do a special fundraising campaign for this?
Well, what I did for my part was get in touch with all our Bridges to Cultural Understanding members and everybody in the community that I felt would want to be a part of this, and we got good response, and we were able to do it. At first, we were just going to do 1 week, but when we started talking to the schools and realized the numbers just weren't going to reach that many kids, we extended ourselves to do a second week. So that was another challenge, because raising money generally doesn't just fall out of the skies. Broad section across our community of people not only are helping fund this, but they are also supporting it by being volunteers, ushering, being on hand at the exhibit to help the host. Okay. And get the kids lined up and welcome the teachers in classrooms.
What do you hope people will get out of this?
I hope they'll develop a sensitivity to the wrong-mindedness of racism. I hope they'll be inspired that people against all odds had the courage and perseverance to endure and believe in themselves and overcome. And also, this story was not in my history books. Now, I'm 72, so that does date me. But it was not in the history books of a lot of people. When this exhibit goes around the country and they ask classrooms how many know who the Tuskegee Airmen are, there are some classrooms that not one hand goes up. And not only that, but they've encountered teachers that don't know who the Tuskegee Airmen are. So the educational value and the human interest value are, I think, well worth anybody coming to see this.
Former Tuskegee Airman Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Jefferson speaks at 5 p.m. Wednesday at W.K. Kellogg Auditorium in Battle Creek. Pre-registration is not required, but advance sign-up is suggested to visit the traveling exhibit on Friday. All events are free and open to the public. Visit our webpage at WMUK.org for more details. For WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.